Welcome to my podcast on photography. My name is Ewan Bell. I'm an editorial and travel photographer based in Melbourne, Australia. I've been working for myself for over 25 years now, and I make this podcast to explore ideas and my thoughts that don't fit on my blog or on the YouTube channel. Today I want to talk about photography walks because I thought I might like to join one, and then I couldn't find one, and that was a little bit disappointed. So the theme today is what's happening with photography walks, what's happening in Melbourne photography walks, because that's where I live and that's my current experience. Here's my dilemma. I spend a bit of time each year reviewing cameras and lenses and gear, and sometimes I just need a reason to go out and shoot. Sometimes I need more than this lens is new, would you like to check it out? And I just want to do something with the gear because I've only got a limited time that I'll have with it and I've got to send it back. And I thought a photo walk could be a good way. There's a whole bunch of people who are meeting up in the city to walk around and have a photo session. Then maybe, I could enjoy that. That could be fun. Get to meet some people who like the craft. Maybe there's some interesting friends to be made there. And it's an opportunity for me to push myself just to get out and take a photo because I don't do that at home. I don't go out every day with a camera and walk the streets. It's just not how my brain works. There's a part of me that feels photography is something you do when you have an end purpose in mind. It's not something you do for the sake of doing. And I have the same problem with exercise. I don't want to go out and just have a walk. I don't want to just exercise for the sake of exercising. And I thought maybe if I've got a bit of gear to review, that's a reason to get out and exercise. That's a reason to get out and do some photography. And maybe that could be more fun in the context of a photo walk. I thought this sounds like a good idea. It's Melbourne. I often see people wandering around in small quasi groups taking photos. I don't strike up conversations with strangers as a general rule. In fact, yesterday I was out walking, taking some photos to test out a lens, and the guy came up and wanted to have a chat. And I felt bad because, you know, I don't want to talk to strangers really. It's not really how I want to spend my day. And I'm in the middle of photographing and I just sort of was in kind of a zone, and this guy wanted to chat, and it's like, I'm not a naturally ebullient person. I don't seek out the company of strangers to have a chat. There's a lot of reasons for that. It's just who I am. And I thought a photo walk might be a more gentler way just to get to know a few people, just to connect a little bit with my community here in Melbourne, because I live here. This is my home. This is where I was born. And I don't feel a great sense of connection to my community. And to be fair, there's a lot of communities here. Like, it's not one community, it's 100,000 communities. And part of it is that because I travel a fair bit and I'm not home, and so I don't do things like I used to help a friend crew a yacht in the winter. I used to get on the boat and I'd help sail, and I didn't know what I was doing most of the time, but that's okay. He could explain it. And if you turn up every week, you're useful. And if you don't turn up every week, then you're just going out and having a nice little sailing trip. You're not being useful. By not being here all the time and having an irregular schedule makes it difficult to participate, makes it difficult to feel like I belong. So I thought I'd try out the photo walks. And I Googled some stuff and I saw some things. And there was one that was really good, one straight off the bat. There's a little group called Loop, and they're out in the Dandenongs. And the Dandenongs is where I grew up as a child. And that looks really interesting. So I hope that once a month I might be able to get out there and see what they're doing and find out more about what they're doing. They seem active. When you go to the website, you can see this stuff is on there. If you search for Loop Photo Walk, I'm sure it'll come up. That was great to find one mob that are doing some actual photo walks. What was less satisfying, though, was just going online and searching for these things. My my search results when I went online was full of rubbish. It's actually full of trash that's out of date, that was never really in date anyway. Like, there's a website that's all dedicated to photo walks and they don't have anything listed for Melbourne. So why are they coming up on the search results if they don't have anything listed? The internet is broken. I know this. I'm answering my own question. And then there was another site called Meetup, and they obviously were used at one point, and then there's no actual events anymore for that. And then there was one thing where they were meeting in a pub in Richmond, and I say pub, and there are no pubs in Australia anymore. It's just these large conglomerates of, they call them sports bars. They have a section where it's okay to bring your kids and order a meal, or dad goes and drinks beer and maybe uses the poker machines. And I can't stand these places. It's the last place I would want to meet up and hang out with people. And that's where they're kicking off this one particular event. And that was on a site called Meetup. I thought, well, I should find out more about it. In order to find out more about it, you had to sign in. So I thought, oh, well, I'll try to sign in. And then what money to sign in? It's like, I haven't even seen what you've got yet. Like, I don't even know what you're doing. And you already asked me for my credit card number. I just wanted to find a posting for some people who are doing a meetup and want to walk around town. I don't want to sign up for something. I don't want to do a course. I don't want to pay $129 to be told how to do something with my camera. I literally just wanted to join a photo walk and hang out with some people. And who's doing that now? I went to the Leica website. That came up on the search as well because they had a monthly thing that they were doing. And it just says there are no events, they've been cancelled. That's what comes up on the website. I think the brands were sort of my last vestige of hope that there were going to be photo walks out there, and the brands aren't doing them. So if you do know of any good photo walks in Melbourne, I'd love to hear about it. If you want to share some stories about some of the photo walks in your area that you really enjoy, something that's regular and what makes it special to you, I'd love to hear that too. If I get some feedback from folks, I can always put a comment in my zine, or I can talk about it in the next podcast. Thank you for joining me. That's what's on my brain today, photo walks, as a way for me to actually do some of my homework when I'm testing gear. I am not on the right path, but we will try again. We'll see what else is out there. Thanks for joining me today. I really love when my listeners reach out and drop me an email or say hello. Please let me know if you're out there somewhere. I have a monthly zine that you can enjoy on my website. There's no tracking, there's no sign up. You just click on the PDF and enjoy it. Plus my YouTube channel as well. And of course, I run a few workshops and tours in the Himalayas, the Arctic and Australia each year. You can find all these things on my website at ewanbell.com. Have a great day.